Welcome to another edition of the Millennial Gems podcast. It is your host, K-I-L-L-A, and I got my guy, Sitchy, with me again.
Yes, sir.
For another
yes,
Sitchy conversation. You already know what this is. Let's get into today's convo, man. So,
right to it.
Pressure.
Woo!
You know, we all have to deal with, we've all dealt with a lot of pressure in our lives, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, I'm trying to promote a lot more positive peer pressure because, you know, we've succumbed to a lot of negative peer pressures. How many times did you feel like you were pressured a lot growing up? Especially when we kind of like got to like high school, kind of just feel like that high school is like really where the pressure kind of started, but like pressure really kind of kicks up. But yeah, were you just ever like always, like, were you pressured to do a lot?
Well, we look at it from the school perspective. I mean, I look at kind of like my middle school, like my early middle school ages, you know, that like sixth grade, seventh grade, that's kind of the time in your life where you're really finding yourself, maybe going through puberty. And you're really just trying to fit in and be the cool kid, figure out how you can be the cool kid, how you're trying to figure out how to stay away from being bullied, little things like that. But my only pressure was really just trying to stay fly. On the, obviously, because at that time of age, we're not necessarily working. We're working on, we're using our parents' money, that whatever they're getting for us, and making the best of it. But it was really just the pressure of trying to stay up with like the Jordans, all the like little trendy, fashionable trends at that time. That was the only pressure. And I was really within myself. I mean, you know, you have the people that are peer pressure and people to do all types of crazy things, but I was never really one of those people that kind of allowed anybody to peer pressure me to do, into doing anything that I didn't want to do. Outside of just like a fashion aspect from it, you know, you have peer pressure of like the bullies to doing certain things to try to seem cool, but I never had to really try to. I never had to be seen cool. I was always me. I was me.
That's kind of like it, I think my mother, you know, like she's like I've done a good job, I will say, like, probably majority of my life of not trying to follow the trends and feel like I didn't have too many people pressuring me to do things or felt like I needed to, like, always, like, fit in or try to, I'm having a brain fart on the word, but pretty much when you feel like you need to follow what society is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Or like what everybody else is doing. Like I never really had Jordans. Like I didn't really get my first like pair of Jordans until like my freshman year. Freshman year in college. That is not high school. Not high school. College. Actually, no, I lied. My first pair of Jordans was actually my junior year of college.
Yeah.
2014. Yeah, that was my very like. That's when I bought my first pair of Jordans. Because I never really cared much to buy Jordans because I always just felt like they were just overpriced. Like, okay, how many people had them? Like, I was cool just wearing my Nikes and my regular Adidas. Like, I wear damn near almost everything. But I never really cared to buy, like, the Jordans because I wasn't trying to make a fashion statement or feel the need that I had to ever fit in with anybody around me.
Right.
And I didn't care that people, you know, well, I'm not going to say I didn't care because I low-key did care, like, you know, when some people would try to, like, make fun of, like, my shoes and shit like that because, you know, my mom's was shopping at the Payless and stuff like that. So, you know, like, that's where I was getting my stuff, you know. I'm getting, you know, I've seen most of my friends wearing the big-name basketball shoes and my mom getting my kicks from, you know, not shout-out to Shaq, you know, for coming up with that affordable brand of sneakers, but that's what I was wearing at the time. Shaq put out his joints, that's what I was wearing. I wasn't wearing all the other high-brand sneakers, you know, for sports and just for like casual wear. Like I was wearing all the cheap shit, if you want to call it, or the affordable brand.
Affordable things, yeah.
So I would say like the only kind of like high end stuff that I was kind of wearing that my mother kind of did spoil me a little bit with was when I think it was like Rockaware and Sean John.
Yeah.
So you know, Hove and Diddy's brands. You know, like I was heavy on the Sean John. Like my mother was. I had a bunch of it, the Sean John, the Rockaware, Echo. I ain't owing too much from like, what was it, Avrex or something?
Avrex, brand yeah, I had a few Avrex jackets.
I have too much from Avrex. a little bit of FUBU, you know, a little FUBU, bit of FUBU.
Hell of a FUBU as well.
You know, yeah, it was just mainly like Sean John was just like my clothing, my choice of clothing at that time. Like,
yeah,
had the matching hats and the shirts, and it was just the kicks just had to be all right, even if it wasn't Jordans or anything like that. I managed to put fits together that, you know, it made sense. I know how to color coordinate pretty young. Let's talk about positive peer pressure. Because I was actually having this conversation like a couple weeks ago with one of my friends, and, you know, shout out to her. I won't put her name out there, but if she sees this, she'll know I'm talking about her. She had told me something about like she wanted to like start like this business. And I was like, no, go for it. And, you know, we've had quite a few conversations, you know, back and forth sometimes where it's just like, you know, when we talk about starting things, you know, she's a little bit more like she kind of didn't like the fact that I was kind of like on her back about looking to start it, you know, because it wasn't like a priority at the time. Or I guess it just isn't a priority. And I was just like, well, I mean, how long are you going to keep sitting on this idea? In my mind, I'm just like, how long are you going to keep sitting on this idea? You might as well just go for it. But I mean, like I said, shout out to her, you know, nothing wrong, no gun to her head. But, you know, she said it wasn't a priority. So I'm like, okay. But I'm like, you know, all it is over here coming from me, I'm just like, it's just positive peer pressure over here. And she was like, your positive peer pressure feels like it's borderline aggressive. And I was like, I don't agree that it's borderline aggressive. I mean, maybe it's just the fact that I care that much that you want to try something to change your situation. Most of us are all working 9 to 5s, and I'm sure most of us don't want to be there.
Right.
We all don't want to keep having to clock in and clock out every morning, having somebody dictate how we go about our lives.
Yep.
So, you know, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. That's obviously clearly why you're doing what you're doing. But I was just like, I don't think I'm ever being aggressive about putting positive peer pressure on somebody, because I'm just like, yo, I want you to win.
Right.
So, yeah, you'd best believe, yeah, I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to cheer you on. I'm going to highly encourage you to, you know, jump off of that cliff. I want to nudge you a little bit to see if you're going to go off. I mean, I hope you jump yourself, but like, I don't want to have to like, you know, push you off. I wouldn't push any of my friends off cliff, you know, figuratively speaking,
yeah, you know.
But, you know, just a little nudge. But I was just like, you know, I feel like positive peer pressure is what we need more of. That's kind of why I changed the way I go about living now, because back then, prior to 2021, I was cool going out to like the bars and drinking and, you know, going to clubs and all that other type of shit. Like, but now since then, like, I haven't allowed anybody to pressure me to do into like anything. Like, I haven't allowed anybody to really like influence the way I go about doing, because I'm like, I'm focused on trying to change my life right now. Even if you feel like, you know, yeah, we're all trying to change, you know, our lives at the moment, and you can still have fun. I'm like, yeah, you're right. But you know what? I want to get after this now.
Yeah.
I'm tired of wasting time. Time is a luxury that we all cannot afford to lose out on. And I am going to utilize as much as my time to better my situation and give myself the life I want. So if that means that I need to take 2-3 years off away from being outside, then that's what the hell I'm going to do. Because, listen, I don't want an average life anymore. I want an above average life. Like we talked about the last episode, that time freedom. That's what I'm asking for. That's what I'm working towards. Time freedom.
Yeah.
So that's just my little quick spiel on that. But how many people do you feel like around you right now are, you know, do you feel like you've impacted with positive peer pressure?
A lot. And just to kind of like tie back into what you were talking about with your friend, with the positive peer pressure, A lot of that. So I know you mentioned how she said that it was kind of like aggressive, with you kind of just staying on top of her to get her to actually start working towards her goals.
Yeah, like that's what I would like normally do, but it was just like the fact that every time we always have like something like a business type venture would come up, she would tell me that she would like to start it, and I'm just like, go for it.
But then
she doesn't want to have the conversation anymore when I, you know, like, well, once I start kind of really, like, you know, start pushing some buttons about it. But yeah, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, no, it's all good. So what it comes down to, right, a lot of people like the idea of something, but when it comes down to putting the work, it's not the same energy. And it's not to take away from anybody, not to take away from your friend that you discussing about. But it's a difference between saying, you know, I want to change my lifestyle, and there's a difference between actually taking a step to do it. And personally, it may not even be her fault, because we're brought up in a society we're raised under a certain household of certain things we just learned just by from growing up within our family, and maybe within our household when it came to certain things, setting new goals and attempting things like that maybe wasn't like a priority. I could say, I guess. Or something that was constantly of her to see, because when you think about someone that's really trying to make something happen, okay, you say what you want to do, then you instantly start taking the proper steps to work towards it. Some people can't fathom the fact that when you want something that you never had before, you have to start doing things that you never done before. And what that ties down to was just like, how bad do you want it? And some people are not. They're not cut from the cloth of the aggressiveness, like that hunger to figure out whatever you need to reach your goals, because that wasn't what they seen. But when you have someone that is trying to break traditional curses, family curses, and do the above and beyond, when you ask them about starting that business, they're going to tell you already what they've already been doing. They already took the actions already to at least get started. So what I'm trying to say behind this is, people may be like, when they're not used to actually putting in the actual work, the positive like enforcement may sound aggressive because they're not used to that. And when you have someone that says they want to do something, but doesn't necessarily do the steps, any constant reminder, whether it's positive or not, is going to sound aggressive to them because they're not staying on top of what they actually said that they want to do, if that makes sense.
No, I got it.
So, you know, so it's like what it comes down to with the positive thing is, it really just like, you can say you want to do something, then you can do it. But then you can also say you want to do something and not do it every time that conversation comes up because of what you're used to. So, like, you got to be around people that are constantly setting goals and accomplishing them, taking the proper steps. You can't be around people that are not doing the things you want to do. So maybe it's her having to change their environment, or just speaking for anybody else. Like, if you really want to set goals and accomplish them, if you're not around people that are doing that, you might want to change your environment, right? Change your surrounding, because you naturally gravitate to, you naturally become what you're around. Like they say, there's 10 rich, if there's 10 people in your circle that are rich, you'll become the 11th. But if there's 10 bums in your circle, you'll become the 11th as well. So it's really about the environment you keep around you and what's constantly being fed through you physically, mentally, spiritually. It's how you're really going to, you know, maneuver in the world.
Facts. And for the record, y'all, like, she did have like a side hustle beforehand. She's just doing currently rebranding at the moment. So it's not like she ain't scared to, you know, start a new business or really get into it. She's had a side hustle before. Just want to put that out there. So it doesn't seem like she hasn't done nothing.
And everything we're saying, this is really just general. It's not pinpointing anybody specifically. It's really just like the overall message behind, you know, setting a goal and accomplishing it versus setting a goal and not taking the proper steps. This is general. It's not specifically like geared to anybody. This is just a general conversation about, you know, both ways of accomplishing things. So,
right. So just speaking on like environment, you know, for like the longest time, I've been feeling like, I need like a change of environment. Like I've already changed my ways around here, but I'm like, I need a change of scenery. Like
scenery.
I need out of this state. Like period. Like for the longest time. Like now I've been a couple places so far. You know, I've been able to kind of, you know, I've been to LA, I've been to Vegas a bunch of times. You know, going to ATL last year for InvestFest, like that was phenomenal experience. Like that made me just want to move down there, cuz I'm like, yo, there are so many black entrepreneurs and business owners down here. Like everybody's about their money down here in ATL. So like that's literally like one of like my places I'm like considering I'm moving to. But I'm just like, yo, changing my environment. I just feel like that's like a little, that's still what's kind of holding me back from really being greater than what I know I can be. Because I think I already have the mindset locked in. I'm already putting in the work, but I still feel like there's just something else that I need to change that's going to take me from like right here to take me here. And I just be thinking that like, all right, I think I need a change of scene. Like I need like a fresh start in just a brand new city so I can just get a clean slate and kind of just work my way back up. Cause I'm like, I'm comfortable here in Mass. Like, you know, like we're all get comfortable. And I'm like, I told myself the word for this year was uncomfortable. Like I'm trying to do things that literally just push me so far out of my comfort zone. Like it's gonna, like it's literally, I can't run from it. I have to face it in order to get over it and get where I need to get to. Bro. So like uncomfortable, like I'm environment, I'll be feeling like it's so crucial for growth. And, you know, I had this conversation a couple months ago with like my neighbor that I've known for like 20 something odd years. You know, she's had the luxury of being able to kind of just move around like and live in a bunch of different cities. Because, and you know, because the job she has a remote job that like where she works overnight, so she just kind of just allows her to just move around. And she's been moving around since probably what, like 18. Like she's been able to kind of just move in and out. And I'm just like, you know, I kind of put the timetable on myself. I was telling her, I was like, yo, I gave myself until 35 to, you know, really get my shit together and be like, yeah, 35, I'm out of here, I'm out of Mass. So she's like, well, Why wait that long now to change your environment? Just go now. And kind of tying back in with what we were saying earlier about, you know, kind of just, you know, jumping off of that cliff. Like I would love to just have just one day where I literally just grab all my shit and just fucking just drive to, you know, another city and kind of just start fresh there. But like that one is just like, sometimes it just be that one right there. I'm honestly constantly always pump faking about. And I'm like, I want to do that, but I think I'm just still too much in my head about the unknown, about what's going to actually happen. So,
I mean, I feel like with that, the best bet to do is to slowly progress. Like we talked about in the last episode about making a little progress every single day. So in this term, I mean, maybe start by taking like weekend trips.
Hey, you know, it's funny. She said the same exact thing. She was like, yo, just take a look, which I've kind of in a way of been doing for like the past like 3 years. Like I'll do maybe like most of the times I travel domestically, I'm maybe doing like 5 days somewhere. But then she was saying, you know, try spending like, you know, save some money up, try spending like 2-3 weeks in a place, maybe even like a month, and see how you feel about just being there for like that time period, and kind of just keep doing that, and you know, until you find somewhere that you're comfortable with. So I was like, all right, maybe I just got to start scaling up.
That's all, you know,
the time I spend in certain cities. Cause I'm like, you know, I'm like, I'm not going to LA. That's a fact. I'm not doing LA. I'm staying away from the West Coast.
Yeah, I go out there in the summertime. I felt like that area is more of like it's good for vacation, but I'm not too sure if it's good for work because it's just so laid back, chill.
It's also East just due to that cost of living. LA, California is just outrageous with cost of living. So that just never gonna cross my mind ever. I moved my sister from LA to Vegas to live with my mom because the cost, her rent was gonna go up when her lease was up. So it was just, man. And then like Vegas, like I mentioned, like that's like a second home to me, like, you know, that's where my mom and my sister stay now. So, like, I can go in and out of Vegas as much. So, I mean, it's a place I could possibly live to. But like I said, when I visited ATL back for InvestFest back in August, I was like, yo, this is different. Like, this just might be, this might have to be my new hub, like my new home. But, you know, like, I'm just trying to find the right spot and, you know, connect with the right people to see if I can figure out some type of, like, you know, living arrangement or so.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's definitely gonna be out of here, because like I ain't trying to deal with the cold no more. I'm over this, man. Like, I'm over the cold. I'm over laws here. Like, man, I want to live how I want to live, and I can't do that being here in Mass. I just need a new, I need a new scenery. So have you, like, thought about really, like, changing, like, your environment and kind of just, you know, just moving elsewhere, just going somewhere else?
It's funny you say that, because Atlanta would be the next stop. I've been taking a little weekend trips out there. And just from, like, the entrepreneur aspect, there's a lot more people that, especially of our skin color, that are really making a way for themselves. Like, from all aspects, whether it's someone that knows how to cook or has a cooking business, clothing brand, credit, like anything you name, like, they're really hustling out there and they're connecting with each other. And we don't got that out here. You might have someone that knows how to cook or cook good food, but you might not hear too much about them unless someone says, oh, check this page out. Like, everyone out there networking, and there's a lot more networking events. Even like events like InvestFest. I actually want to get out there.
Yeah, bro, you got to go to that. Like, I tell you, it's an experience. I went last year. Phenomenal experience. Like,
it was like a 2-3-day thing?
Yeah, it was like Friday to Saturday. So, like, I came in on the Gen Ad ticket. Shout out to, you know, Rashad and Troy and Mike, like, all of them for putting on this event here. Literally the best place for Black entrepreneurs, the best festival. Mm-hmm. Best event of the year. If you're a business owner or entrepreneur, you have to attend. Especially if you're Black, you should be attending InvestFest. I believe the tickets are out now, so y'all should go check them out.
Going this year?
This year, I don't know if I'm going this year, because, like I said, I don't know. I'm still kind of up in the air about going again this year. Not that I don't want to go. I just haven't decided fully yet if I'm locked into going this year. But yeah, honestly, I think it's an experience, bro. Like, you should definitely go down there for sure. Like I said, I did a lot of networking, especially in, like, the vendor marketplace, talking with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It was madness hearing everybody speak, the panels, like, the entertainment. It was super lit. Like, it was super lit. So I highly, highly encourage you and every other entrepreneur, business owner to get down there for sure.
Like I said, everybody that I follow that's doing what I'm doing at a higher level, they're attending these events, man. Networking, building relationships, you name it, dog. And it's really something that I really need to get out and do and be a part of, because it's only so much out here. And even if there is more stuff out here, everyone's gatekeeping with information.
Mm-hmm.
You really gotta, like, figure things out yourself out here, though. Everybody, it's an ego thing out here. And that's the biggest thing. That's what's wrong with, you know, Boston or Mass as a whole. It's just like, you have information and you may know someone that could actually benefit from them, but you're gonna gatekeep for what? What are you holding that information for? When you go out to places like Atlanta, everyone's sharing and giving the game out. So everyone out there that start businesses are very successful because they're in those rooms where people are networking, and, you know, you finding new business partners and doing new deals and all types of stuff, bro. This is like, you got to be a part of that.
Right.
You got to be in those environments. And like I said, I wish it was like that out here, but unfortunately it's not. And personally, I got to get to where that's at, man.
And I heard you, and then, you know, and sometimes, like, and see, it's like things like this is where I'm like, you know what, because there isn't something out here in Boston, like, it kind of, in a way, it kind of, drives me, puts a lit, it lights a fire under me to be like, yo, maybe I should look to start something, or maybe I should look to probably, you know, do something for the city so we can kind of bring like us together, like, you know, kind of just figuring out like logistics and stuff like that. Obviously, clearly, I mean, I don't have a, like a big name or nothing like that, but you know, the fact that I'm just contemplating it, you know, it's percolating in my mind to just think about how to do something like that. Not something that's like invest fest, like wise, because like that's just, but that's, yo, massive. Them guys been doing that forever, but just for something, just, you know, something for you know, for us to kind of just get together, like really like share our talents, you know, kind of display, you know, people's like businesses, their products and services. And I'm sure there probably are some events, but you don't always hear about it. Like, it's like, you got to hear it. You're like, it's like you, it takes a while before you actually like, you might find something like you, like it, there's nothing that really pops off like that, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just be feeling like, you know, maybe for the city, maybe that's why maybe that'd be my way that I can put my stamp on the city, is to do something that and create something that isn't here yet. And obviously that's a, you know, a good way to stand out. I mean, you know, you do something that, you know, other people aren't doing. So
aren't doing, yeah.
So,
but even with this podcast right here, like we was talking about before, this is a good way, you know. Well, first of all, let's think about, I don't know too many people that are doing podcasts out here, for one. That's just get that straight. And then for two, it's going to be a platform where you're literally, just like you said, highlighting people's talents and businesses. And this can be like their stepping stone, the starting stepping stone to really elevating themselves, knowing that if they came on this podcast, that they're on their way to greatness. You know, like it's one of those things where this can easily become one of those platforms where, oh, I got invited to go talk on the Millennial Gems with Sitchy. Okay, I'm doing something. I bet that it's a reminder to themselves that they're doing something good, that they're on their way to something really great. So that's how I look at it with this, man. And like I said, we're starting this off, and it's going to be a lot bigger than what people think it's going to be. No?
Nah, facts for sure. All right. So I know we kind of briefly kind of got into it yesterday about entitlement. Mm. So I kind of wanted to talk about, I kind of wanted to really get into this concept of entitlement. Like, why do you feel people have to be entitled to something?
Man, I mean, there's so many ways to break it down or start. But I think from a general standpoint, entitlement comes from people feeling like they deserve something just because they're around something. So in other words, if I become a rapper and you've been around me, you grew up with me, not necessarily saying that you helped me out or gave me any money for studio time or anything, but because I grew up around you, you have to lend your hand out and pass the money back this way. Why is that the case? Did you help me in any sort of a way, like financially? No. Did you at least motivate or keep some type of like positive energy around me?
Like, were you being supportive? Like that just be my biggest thing. Like, yo,
like I said
the last time, like you have, like if you wasn't there, yo, don't expect a dime from me. Like, don't praise me when I make it. Like, take the ride, walk with me on the journey as I'm going through it. As I'm going through it, because I swear to God, if you really think that I'm gonna mess with you when I make it to the top, and you wasn't there supporting, well,
yo, but
it's gonna be different. Like, it's just, it ain't gonna look too good for you. Cause I'm gonna blow you off, like, period. Like, it's just gonna be like,
hey, yo.
That's why I said pause, bro. Oh, yo, yeah, it's just like, yeah, I'm not gonna pay no type of attention to you. Like, I'm just, like I said, it's gonna be hard to get access to me, because it's just like, yo, like, why you wait all this time to now praise me, now, you know, show me the love when I'm successful? Where was this energy when I needed it, like when I was on my way up, when I was climbing the ladder? You know, like, where was that? Like, don't show up when things are good, or, you know, you've now you feel like I'm in position to help you. Because I'm not going to help you. I'll put that out there now. If you aren't here currently while I'm on this journey, then when I make it, don't have your hand out. Don't ask me for nothing. I'm not going to give you a damn thing. Especially if you ain't contribute to know how. Like, even if it, listen, I would say it's just little things like this that just I notice, and like, it makes a difference for me. I don't need anybody to buy my service or product. Even if I don't have anybody who just like it or anything like that. But, you know, when people like share my content, like, that's cool. That's good for me. That's a way of support. Just, even if you just share it, you don't gotta like it. If you see it, cool. You don't gotta like it. It's whatever. But when you share it, that's all that. That's literally all I ask for people. It's just literally just share the content. Somebody else might like it.
Yeah, and even if it's like, yo, even if you don't like it, you could tell me what don't you like, or let me know.
Oh, yeah. I'll take the feedback as well.
That's still part of helping it, because it's like, okay, you're giving me a different perspective on what I think is good. Maybe I could change something else to make it a little even better.
Exactly. And
some people, they'll say, they'll keep in the back of their mind, oh, what they don't like about it, but they'll never tell you. And it's never support you at all. And then when it comes down, it's like, damn, I can't get a discount.
Oh, no, that shit really gets me now. Now I'm starting to understand why people were just like, they don't keep the same energy, like, when it's your business versus like another higher brand business.
Bro,
you can't do you. Are you gonna ask the people at Gucci and Nike and all these other brands? You gonna ask them for a discount? Why? Just because you know me and my business, and I'm starting a business, do you feel like you're eligible to be given a discount? Like, you understand, like, the amount of money I had to put in? Like, I'm using my own bread here. Like, this is my own money I'm putting in here. So, like, a discount? Discount?
Like, tell them like this. You feel, because you know me, you grew up with me, that when I put my products out, you need a discount?
Nah,
you should be paying me the same full price that any other person would pay me, because you want my business to grow, because you know me. Like, it's crazy. It's like, yo, you never, and this is the thing, right? Because I peep game, but I don't speak on everything, because everything I feel like just doesn't deserve. I don't deserve
everything.
Is my energy to even talk about.
Yep.
I just peep game, and you know, when it's time to peep, you know, apply whatever I peep, that's how I move. I don't gotta speak on every single thing. But it's like, yo, it don't hurt to like, leave a comment, share someone's post. This is all free.
There's $3.99. Don't cost you
$3.99.
It cost you but what? 0.2 seconds of your life?
To share the post, right? But then you got the audacity to, when you see something that you quote unquote like, yo, I'm gonna hit you with it. Yo, bro, I made the discount for you, though.
My man, you didn't put in on this.
Like,
you didn't put in on this. I didn't see you contribute to my logo, making the logo. I didn't see you contribute to when I was sourcing products, and you didn't contribute to my late nights where I'm up, you know, losing sleep over trying to make this thing work.
Bro,
a discount?
A discount.
You can go to hell with that idea. Like, bro, that's not happening.
I kid you not. It's really mind blowing how people think they can get one on you, over you, on you, just because of the fact they know you. Like, this is just personally me. If I got anybody I know that is doing something, I'm not looking for no discount. If there's a discount, then that means you gave me the discount from the offer. Right,
you need to wait for that discount in the email or something like that, or you wait for like when you get the package, and maybe I'll give you like the little discount on the little, like, you know, business card that I give you, or the thank you card that I gave you. But don't ask me off rip.
I'm never asking for no discount, because I know that you worked hard to get to wherever you're at, and a discount is going to do a disservice to your business, unless you're in a position to really give that out. But discounts, I mean, let's be realistic. Discounts really only occur when you're trying to get some sales off.
Yeah, like when you're
trying to get move stuff off the shelf. But you don't have to do any discounts, and that's what people don't understand. You don't have to do any discounts, and it's like, yo, but my products. Some people tell me that I'm charging too much. Some people saying I'm not charging enough.
Well, you know, if I'm charging too much, then you're definitely just not my customer. Then that's cool.
Not the customer.
If I'm charging too little,
It's two different ways, bro. It's like people feel like I should be charging a lot more. Some people say I'm charging a little too much.
I guess it just depends on how you compare yourself to like the market, like, you know, what are people doing there? But I mean, I've kind of like learned to kind of the way I do my numbers, like when I was doing like the selling like clothing, mm-hmm. With Wellbeing Athletics, I wasn't trying to think about like what at first I did think about like what Nike was charging, what is Adidas charging and stuff like that.
But then
I changed my mindset. So I ended up kind of just I learned this concept on YouTube from this from bro named Prince Darnell. His name is Darnell Morris.
Oh, tax guy.
Yeah. He had this video on YouTube that was about kind of understanding your numbers, like, and so like. I can't quote him exactly, but I know he was definitely talking about when you understand what your number is for like that year, like what is the number you're trying to get to? And then that's how you can kind of, you know, develop what your price is.
Right.
And again, you know, the price, it may be too high for some people, and that's totally fine. Totally understood. You don't have to buy it, but somebody will buy it at that price. Somebody will.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. It's like, maybe you're just not my customer.
And that's more, I think about 99% of the time, that's just probably what it is. You're not my customer. Or you just feel like, either that, or you just feel like, I don't deserve to be charging the same amount that maybe what Gucci and all these other brands be charging. Like, huh?
Yeah, it's like, crazy.
You clearly don't value my business the same way you value these businesses here from people that you don't even know at that.
You don't even know.
You ain't never met them a day in your life. I've known you for 20 something odd years and you're on my back telling me I'm charging too much. But yet you're willing to sit here and spend a bag on whatever Louis and Gucci and Prada and shit like that for people that you don't know. Okay.
Don't even know what they look like.
Okay.
Don't even know what the owners look like.
Okay.
Don't want to be racist and shit, but they support them.
Yeah, hey,
it's their life.
Put their money where they want it. They choose what they want to choose, and it's whatever. Shit, bro. Regrets. Do we have any regrets at this current time?
Are we referring to just like life in general, or is it from the business aspect?
You could just say like, you know, like anything that's kind of just happening, you know, throughout like your life, like any like regrets or so. You know, anything you want to take back, anything you wish you'd done differently. You know.
Yeah, that's a really good question, because when you think about it, right, we are where we're at right now because of what we've done in our past, whether it's our mistakes, whether it's our wins, whatever we've done in the past, it has led us to become where we're at. And we look at it from that perspective, you think about certain things that you may feel like you regret. Those were all lessons, and you learned something from that as you got older. Maybe not within the same time frame of when you did it, but as you got older and reflected back, you realized that it was a learning point or a learning curve for you. And I feel like if I was to regret anything I've done in my past, maybe I wouldn't have been the person I am today to the full extent of myself. And what would that look like? I'm not too sure, to be honest. But am I happy with who I am right now? Absolutely. Because I'm right now in a state where if whatever I say I'm going to do, I'm going to get done. I have the willpower. I have the mindset. And that's all I need. I don't need nobody else behind my back forcing me to go get something done that I said I'm going to do. I'm strong-minded already. And I think that's a gift within itself already, because when you look at it, when you look at it from a different perspective from other people, when it comes to wanting to like accomplish goals or setting new goals, but then actually taking the initiative to go do it, some people need a lot more instruction and guidance.
Nice.
Just to take those steps. And with me, if I tell myself something, I'm going to go do it. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to do as much research as I could to figure it out. And if there's any additional information I need, I'm going to figure that out. I just have that mindset, because when you are as strong as what you say, like, if you tell yourself you're a failure, you're going to be a failure. But if you tell yourself you're going to accomplish something, you're going to accomplish it. And that's how I approach life.
Well, most definitely. Like, the words you speak about yourself is, like, literally, like, crucial to how you're going to move and how you think and how you, like, perceive, like, yourself and how other people will perceive you as well. No, I agree. Like, I can't say that I have too many of the... Yeah, I would say that there's probably been a lot of, like, things maybe that I was, like, maybe at first I wanted to do it over again. But, you know, as I continue to, like, get older, I'm just like, you know what? It was supposed to happen that way. If God wanted to happen that way, it was supposed to happen that way. Like, whoever isn't here with me is friend. I mean, not that there's a lot of people, like, I fell out with or anything like that, because I've never really been that person. Like, I ain't never really had beef with a lot of people or, you know, well, everybody I know, you know, I've been pretty cool with throughout my entire life, from, like, kindergarten and all the way up through college years. Like, I don't think I can name anybody who's honestly just doesn't fuck with me, like, period, like, at all. Because I've never given off that energy, ever. Yeah, like, never come off as standoffish. Like, sometimes. Some people have accused me of being, like, standoffish, you know, just really, you know, serious demeanor. But, like, you know, I don't mean no harm. It's just that, you know, I don't like to be fucked with. So, you know, I'm just gonna, you know, I can't help that my demeanor looks like that. But I'm telling you, once you get to know me, you'll clearly see that I'm, like, the complete opposite of what you perceive me to be. But, yeah, as far as, like, regrets, man, like, I don't really have anything I regret. Like, I don't, even now, like, we're, you know, still trying to get my head above water in my financial situation. You know, it's been about almost 3 years since I really kind of decided to go the whole entrepreneur route. Mm-hmm. I don't regret when, you know, I was, like, first kind of willing to go full-time entrepreneur, where I quit damn near 2 jobs in 60 days and decided to go full-time entrepreneur for 5 months and damn near spent all my money trying to figure out how I'm going to keep my head above water and run this business, for knowing that I probably shouldn't have done that. But you know what? I live with it. I enjoyed that 5 months of me just being free from the corporate world, from not having to clock in or clock out. Nobody telling me when I have to go eat. You know, just nobody telling me what I have to do. Like, I enjoyed that 5 months of just being able to wake up, go to the gym, work on my business throughout the day, hang out with my peoples sometimes, depending on if I got, you know, majority of my work done on weekends. But no, you know, here we are, you know, I'm heading into 30 in about, what, 6 days? And, you know, again, like, I don't have any regrets for my years, all my years throughout my 20s. I don't have any regrets for that. So honestly, I'm beyond ready for what 30 has to, you know, to show me. So no regrets on this side over here. If it happens, it was supposed to happen that way. It was destiny.
I'm a strong believer with that too. So that's why when it comes down to, like, regrets and things like that, I feel like everything happens for a reason. Whether you realize what the reason was right then and there, eventually you will. Whether it's a year later, a few years later, 10 years later, you'll eventually figure out why things didn't work out or why certain things had to happen so that other things could happen. And I'm just a firm believer that, you know, if it happens, it happened for a reason. If it didn't happen, it wasn't meant to be. So that's how I look at things, man. And it helps me with just coping with different things, too, that I may have anything I may be confused about, or just like question, like, why did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
My biggest thing is it was meant to be that way. Like, it was meant to be. It was meant to happen like that. And you got to accept it. And in time, time heals. Time heals things, you know, and it also gives you time to actually think about things that have happened, to really come to a conclusion about some of the things you may have been questioning about that's going to occur in your life. So just know that everything happens for a reason. And if things don't work out, it was never meant to be.
I agree. What's your take on... So this is something I've been going back and forth about. Like, what's your take on being just rich and a nobody versus being wealthy and famous?
So you said rich, being with nobody?
Well, I guess, like, okay, so let me, yeah, so, all right, so let me tell you my spiel. So yeah, rich and pretty much just being a person who has money, but you're not well known by anybody, versus just being famous, like you're known by everybody and you have money. Like, I guess what I'm asking is, which of the two would you prefer?
I'd rather be rich and not nobody know me. Because what that means is I got all the money in the world and I don't have to worry about someone coming up to me, you know, trying to abuse the fact that I'm a millionaire and they're trying to rob me, because you're not gonna know. You don't know. I can be in the most simplest outfit in the world, some flip flops, a t-shirt with a hole in it on purpose, just so that you don't even think about a millionaire when you're walking by me. Like, it gives me that type of freedom of just literally being able to do whatever I want, however I want, and not feeling like I gotta worry about getting robbed or attracting anything that can harm me. So that, in other words, like, if I'm rich and nobody knows me, if you somehow want to get to know me, it's because you really do want to know me. It's not because of what I have, because you don't know what I have. So that's how I'd be able to have a lot more genuine connections with people. And I think I could limit, for the most part, any type of like snakiness or backstabbing people. So when you limit that type of energy and people access people, then you have more of like a peaceful life at that point, because you can do whatever you want to do.
Nah, I agree, bro.
The eyes are not on you as if you're like a select, like a rapper. You know how you can't go into certain stores because of your fame level. So I'd rather be rich and not nobody know who I am than rich and everybody know who I am. Because even when you have me, you're rich and everybody know you are, just like celebrities, they can't just walk into no regular store. They can't go to the corner store.
Paparazzi, everybody taking photos of you while you're eating or you're chilling with your kids. Like, yeah, every time you walk around, if they see you with a woman, they're going to think, oh, yo, is your new shorty now? Everybody just making assumptions. Yep. Like, yo, Shay Ho. That's the one. That's like one thing I really like. Don't hope I'm ever like I ever end up on is a shade room, like, for anything, like, at least nothing like negative. That is, like, if I get on the shade room, just let it just be for something positive. Like, don't let it be anything negative. I agree. Like, I personally, again, I've never wanted to be famous. I've always just wanted to just have money and just kind of just go about my way. Like, I'm not impressed by, to be honest, I'm not impressed by Lambos. I'm not into the flashy life. A few years ago, I would have been saying, yeah, I want the jewel. I want to wear the jewels and the watches with the diamonds in it and the little Cuban links with the diamonds and the wrist bracelet with the diamonds. Like, that used to be like what I wanted. But like, now I look at some of the watches that I have with the diamonds in it, I'm like, yo, I don't want this. I don't even want to wear this anymore, bro. Like, this is just too flashy. I've never liked being too flashy because I'm like, you attract too much attention when you're too flashy. Like, I don't like that much attention. Like, I don't mind attention, but not the attention where it looks like it might, you know, could lead to like somebody like preying on my downfall or somebody plotting to, you know, to take something from me. Like, I don't want to deal with that. So it's just fame. I don't want it. I'll take the wealth without the fame. I actually learned this concept from Millionaire Mindset Podcast, Xavier Miller. Shout out to him. He said there's three ways people think about money. So the first way is that you got money, you want people to know you have money. The second way is you have money, but you don't care if people know you got money. You know, if you do got money, if you don't got money, you don't care. They know you do, they don't, cool. And then there's the third mindset where you have money and you don't want nobody to know that you got money. And I'm like, that is the stage I want to remain at.
Right.
I want to get money and I don't want to, and I would rather not anybody know, because you're not going to ever see me pulling up in a Lambo or Ferrari or any of those like cars, like those flashy looking cars. It's just, it draws too much attention. Because off rip, you automatically think, you see somebody pull up in a Lambo, what's the first thing you're going to think? Oh yeah, he got bread. He got chicken for sure. Me, I'm cool just pulling up in, you know, a Dodge Charger. Like, I mean, because that's just me. I'm cool pulling up in a, you know, a trick, maybe like, you know, a Toyota Camry, you know, that's something look nice. But like, because I don't care about that material type stuff. Like, I don't need the flashy stuff. My only dream car is just to have a Range Rover. That's it.
Yo, that's mine too, bro.
That's the only like real like luxury car that I want is a Range Rover. After that, just give me like, I'm cool. I just want like maybe like a Dodge Challenger, Dodge Charger, even though I know they're not gonna be existing anymore. If I can find one that I can buy by the time I'm ready to buy one, thank you, Lord. But that's all I want. And maybe even like a motorcycle, because I'd be sometimes getting sick of cars. Like, I just like, I kind of want to take on the motorcycle life and see what that's like. But yeah, just, I don't want the flash, man. Like, I just want to be able to have money and live comfortably and quiet without, you know, having to feel like I need to ever look over my shoulder.
That's the main thing, bro.
Or feel like, just because I have money now, people feel obligated to ask me, which kind of, you know, in a way almost ties back into like our entitlement conversation. Like, it's just, you know, I get money and now you feel obligated. Like, I don't want you to ever feel obligated that I owe you, I need to give you money just because I got it now. Like, I earned this money.
Exactly.
I put my blood, sweat, and tears into this product or service to get to where I am. And just because you showed me a little support, you know, does not mean that you're obligated to get any of it. And besides, like, you, I have to be like, I'm always gonna be willing to share if I felt you've always done right by me. Like, as long as you've kept my name in positive, you know, in a positive light, especially when I'm not in the room, when I'm not near you, when you're around other people and talking about me, like, if, as long as you keep my name in a positive light, then, you know, I'll look out for you for sure. But just don't ever feel like you deserve that just because, you know, you did right by me. Like, don't ever feel that obligation or feel entitled to that. As you guys can clearly see, like, that is just the lesson of the day, the millennial gem of the day. Don't feel entitled to anything. You are not, I repeat, you are not entitled to a damn thing.
Not a thing.
Nothing.
You don't work, you don't eat.
No, but exactly. You don't work, you don't eat.
You don't move your feet, then how you expect to eat?
Okay, Dr. Seuss.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't expect to have food ready for you if you ain't even go to the grocery store.
Facts, bro. Facts, man. Yeah. All right, bro. Covered a lot there. Pressure, regrets, entitlement. God. Anything else you want to get into?
I mean, nah. At least not for this episode. We want to keep it fresh for the next one, because you know we got so much to talk about.
Oh no, believe me, there's more than enough stuff that we can address. We'll give y'all what's on our mind, share our opinion on a lot of things. You know, give y'all this game, but yeah, y'all. Make sure y'all tap in with each of our YouTube channels. You got me, Akilah McIntosh. You got Sitchyville, all both on YouTube. Make sure you also follow us on our Instagram pages, Millennial Gems. You can hit me on the IG. You also have everything Sitchy on IG.
And Hurricane Earl.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hurricane Earl. That's Miles' IG page. And then you got mine, you know, the official Akilah. Again, we'll put that down, put all those down in the show notes, in the description, for y'all to tap into. So, until next time, y'all, we out. Y'all have a good day.
Peace.